Like many cities around the nation, Florida's bigger cities are struggling with growth of their urban areas. Some new developments seem to be at odds with the older, poor neighborhoods they're replacing. That scene is playing out in Orlando in the historically African-American neighborhood of Paramore. Next year, a brand new Major League Soccer stadium will split Paramore in two. Abe Abariah with Health News Order walked the streets of Paramore with an HIV prevention team to explore how these changes could play out in the coming years.
We out here giving away some condoms. You don't need none, do you?
The hawker you hear is Jesse Dixon, a health educator who's worked for the nonprofit Hope and Help for the last 8 years.
No, I got some of this from the health department. I'm trying to sell these.
Oh, you trying to sell? Let me give you some more of these. Okay. You might want to sell them to somebody who can use them.
Yep, that's what I'm doing.
Dixon is with a group of six health educators from Hope and Help. They walk the streets of the Paramore District in downtown Orlando, armed with backpacks stuffed with Ziploc bags of condoms. They talk safe sex with anyone who will listen. The afternoon is hot and threatening a Florida downpour. We start by a homeless shelter. A man sitting in an SUV cracks a joke about the number of condoms he's handed.
You be all over the world, watching the shows, all over here, so ain't no telling what you live, dude. So I gotta make sure you tight.
Activists say HIV and AIDS is a problem in the Paramore area. More than 3 people out of every 100 are infected. We walk by an empty lot that a year from now will become the new Major League Soccer stadium. Steve Adama is one of the workers handing out condoms, and he wonders aloud what that change will bring to this historically black neighborhood.
What's going to happen to this neighborhood when the soccer stadium comes in and this does become an extension of downtown? Where are these people going to go? You know, they're going to be pushed closer to the Pine Hills area. They're certainly not going to disappear. Brother, do you need some condoms?
One reason HIV is so prevalent in Paramore is geographic. Interstate 4 stands as a barrier to the east, strangling the neighborhood off from the rest of Orlando. And if Paramore residents don't leave Paramore and only have sex with people inside the neighborhood, it makes it easier for the HIV virus to spread.
Our prevention team loves to work in Paramore because they're so appreciative of our help.
That's Lisa Barr, the executive director of Hope and Help. Barr says factors stacked against Paramore and its 6,000 residents include a high poverty rate, a high crime rate, and a low education rate. And then there's Orange Blossom Trail, the neighborhood's border on the west. The trail is known for its high homeless population, sex workers, drug addicts, all big risk factors for HIV and AIDS.
So the rates of infection in that area are quite high.
We're going to cut down that street there because there were a lot of the...
Back on the outreach, Jesse Dixon leads the Hope and Help group deeper into the Paramore neighborhood. Boarded up empty homes dot the area. Residents hang out in clusters outside. Some residents turn down the condoms. Most residents thank the group. And many of them find some humor in the situation.
Say you need to get some for your brother.
I don't need none for him.
You better keep your brother some.
Nah, baby, these is for me.
You don't need no babies.
I'm going to go ham this weekend.
No, you ain't.
Health educator Chantel Jarrett spots a middle-aged woman standing in her front yard and hands her a pack of condoms. The woman says her brother has just gotten out of jail.
He just got out of jail, and he took an AIDS test, and he's not HIV positive.
Okay, so tell him you want to stay that way.
A woman Jarrett knows walks up and gives her a big hug. Then another man approaches her, asking for condoms.
I'm going where a gang of freaks at, so they might
need. Lord, geez, I'd rather give you 3 or 4 packs.
She gives the man a few extra packs of condoms, and by the end of the afternoon, Hope and Help has given out some 3,000 condoms. You can't help but think about the changes coming. Will a new soccer stadium open up Paramore, or merely push its residents out? For Health News Florida, I'm Abe Abariah in Orlando.
State lawmakers are looking to make dental care more available in some underserved areas of Florida. Follow all the news about you and your health on our website, healthnewsflorida.org.